Hey, good morning, guys. Yes, it's been a while. But I've been just like busy. Any event, I want to talk real quick. I'm driving to work. But I want to talk real quick because this long-time friend I've known for over 20-something years. And, you know, it's like the longer that I've known her, the more that I've grown not to like her, you know? And, you know, last night really, really, you know, I just want to go punch her fucking face, her ugly-ass face. But she's so fucking petty, like, you know... She petty. And the thing that gets me is that because we are women and we've known each other for so long, you would think that, you know, if I do something or say something wrong, I respect you to tell me about it. Like, I don't expect you, but I will respect you if you told me about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what friends do. That's what mature people do. And that's definitely what I do. You know, but no. This fucking froggy-eyed fucking bitch, she wants to take it to Facebook all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? She get drunk. She get drunk, and then she get fucking heroic, you know? She get fucking wings, and her mouth is sharp as a motherfucking heart. But let me tell you something, baby. I don't need a bottle or Facebook to be sharp. I'm that already. In my sleep, I'm sharp. But it's not. I'm not competitive with this shit. My thing with this is, you know what I'm saying? If I did something, or you know, I hurt your feelings, or you know, was out of whack, bro. You knew me for a long time. Like, come holler at me. Say something. Like, don't just sit there and take it to the book. You know. And then, I don't understand why do people do that. Like, not only that, she's jealous. Very jealous, suicidal at one point, maybe, you know, low self-esteem, wants to be like me, tries to be like me, tell everybody I made her, don't want me around everyone, tell me that she don't want to lose my friendship and she's sorry, not, you know what I'm saying, none of that, supposed to be my kids, God's parents, my daughter and my son. But this bitch always wants to bumble with the fucking B. On Facebook, like, mama, like, you forgot. I will come to your job, to your house. And this is the crazy thing. Like, I really had to tell the last time. You know, if you delete me or come at me again on a book, because that's not what I get into, baby girl. We got something to say. I'm going to say it to you directly. Because if it's indirect, then it's not motherfucking direct. And then so be it. But this motherfucking tailspin guppy-eyed bitch think the Facebook got her back because they commenting and doing this, that, and the third. No, bitch. No, bitch, because I will hurt you and fucking make you cry by just saying boo. Like, I don't have time, you know? And that's the whole point of this fucking podcast. Like, I don't understand the people that you know the longest. Why the fuck they gotta test you, like... Bitch, you knew me the longest, and I don't want to put hands, but if I do put hands, oh, I'm going to really, really put hands, because the longer I've known you, the more I've grown not to like you. And I don't understand how you can tell, because the phone calls be very dry. I'm not very, you know, talkative. I don't reciprocate the conversation. I don't do any of that. But my thing is, I don't understand. This Facebook shit, they got people feeling like fucking, soldiers of war and shit. Like, you know, you can ace niggas out. Like, niggas can't see your fucking post, bitch. I'm not understanding that. And then you stay talking about me on the post. And then when niggas confront you, it's like, no, I got more friends. People knew who I was talking about. Bitch, ain't nobody have the same incident that you and I, or you and her, or you and him had that day. You're not gonna have the same incident fucking twice. You know, so at the end of the day, stop lying. But you know, since this Facebook thing wants to keep her going and going and going, now I'm gonna do it. And I've never done that. I've never, you know, really shouted nobody out, disrespected nobody on Facebook. Because that's where I come from. I come from Facebook. That's where I got the podcast. From most of the people on Facebook be like, Tyra, you should then do a podcast. Like, You know what I'm saying? And I did a podcast, and that's where most of, you know, my shit come from, or what I'm talking about, or what I want to talk about, you know, on Facebook. But as I said, at the end of the freaking day, nobody has time for the bullshit. You know, I damn sure don't. I don't have time for the bullshit. At the end of the day, either you're going to be my friend or you're not going to be my friend. And it seems like, I don't know, she always got a fucking problem and she take it to the fucking book and she act like it's okay, you know, when it's not okay. It's not okay because, bitch, I read, you fucking beetle belly looking bitch. I fucking read. So at the end of the day, that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But don't sit here and act like you fresh with the bullshit. You know, I'm not even going to tell nobody about the dream you had about me. It's that the third and all this fucking other shit. But you know what? I was told already from my cousin who knows nothing about her. I guess she must have seen me and this bitch arguing on Facebook. She get mad over steak one day and talk about she ain't doing nothing for nobody no more. She going to start taking care of her bitch's fucking steak. Do what you do. You ain't taking care of nobody. You come over with your little fucking 30 cans of fucking beers and 40 cigarettes. Like, go ahead. You ain't really doing nothing. You ain't doing nothing nobody can do for them fucking sounds. Like, and it's just starting to fucking piss me off. Like, I'm done. I had it up to here with this bitch bullshit. I really did. I don't know if I'm going to say anything to her. Most likely I won't. Because I've been told that I have a sharp tongue, so I just hit it with my words on Facebook. Hit it indirectly with my words on Facebook. But I can't stand no bitch or no motherfucking nigga who wants to sit there and let Facebook make them big and bad. And they know damn well behind the fucking scenes these niggas is off this fucking slide. You know what I'm saying? I don't go around fighting people or wanting to fight people or beat people up. That's not in my fucking agenda. But at the end of the day, am I running from anyone? Nah, I'm not. Am I starting with anyone? No, I'm not. You know what I'm saying? She, and let me tell you, because I'm almost at work, I gotta go. But, I put a post up in my cooking group, and I had named the dinner that I had ate. I had cooked dinner, and I took a picture of it and put it in my group. And she responds back, "Is that macaroni?" And I wrote, "No, it's cabbage. You didn't see from the top of the post, you know, where I wrote that at." She writes, "Okay, my bad." I write, "Nah, it's not a problem. It looked like, you know," something to that effect. Oh, no, I wrote, "Nah, it's not a problem. If it was macaroni, I would have definitely wrote that down." Okay, cool. A couple hours later, she writes on Facebook, she wrote something like to the effect of, "Damn, I messed up on a Facebook. I messed up on a comment. Damn, something. Then she gonna write, "This shit make you wanna fucking delete my Facebook account for real work." Bitch, who the fuck are you talking about? You messed up. She take everything fucking personally. Fuck that bitch. I swear to God. Fuck that bitch. I can't stand bitches. I swear to God. I can't stand bitches. I can't stand any fucking annoying. Like, get your fucking weight up, bitch. Niggas, get your fucking weight up. Y'all some fucking punk ass bitches. In any event, like I said, my life cannot be fucking made up. This is me. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.